Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we conclude the first part of Lies in the Textbooks, Lies Concerning Israel, the Promised Land. As we have heard in the last six programs, many of these lies flow all over our textbooks in our public schools. And that is what our children are growing up learning about Israel and about the Palestinian. It is the problem of the Middle East. It is the problem of the end of time. For Christ is coming back and this problem will not be fixed. But the sad thing in America here is we are not teaching our children facts or the truth about the problem between Muslims and Israel. We are teaching our children that Israel is occupying a land that does not belong to them. They are learning the Palestinians are the victims, not the victimizer. And that is terrible. Let me remind you of some of these statements which we have covered in the last six programs. For example, we read,
if Abraham moved to the land of Canaan, Palestine, he would be blessed. In the 60s BC, the Roman Empire conquered the region, which they called Palestine. As Saudi Arabia's economy grew, many foreign workers came to the country to work. In the early 2000s, foreign workers made up about 25% of Saudi Arabia's population. These workers included people from Yemen, Egypt, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, South Korea, and the Philippines. Israelites formed a branch of Hebrews who settled in Palestine, modern-day Israel. Abraham migrated to Palestine about 1850 BCE. According to their scriptures, some Hebrews migrated from Palestine to Egypt during the 18th century BCE. This branch of the Hebrews departed under the leadership of Moses and went to Palestine. These Hebrews, known as the Israelites, fought bitterly with other inhabitants of Palestine and carved out a territory for themselves. Palestine is an old Greek name for the eastern Mediterranean. Egypt, under Hatshepsut, did not occupy Palestine. Sometime during the years 8 to 4 BC, a Jewish boy named Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a small town in ancient Palestine. Jesus, the founder of Christianity, was born in Palestine while it was under Roman rule. Many Jews resented Roman rule of Palestine. The land now called Palestine consists of Israel, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. In 1947, the UN General Assembly voted for the partition of Palestine into a Palestinian state and a Jewish state. Jerusalem was to be an international city owned by neither side. The terms of the partition gave Jews 55% of the area, even though they made up only 34% of the population. In the wake of the war and the Holocaust, the United States and many European nations felt great sympathy for the Jews. Largely, as a result of this fighting, the state that the UN had set aside for the Palestinians never came into being. Israel seized half of the land in the 1948-1949 fighting. While the fighting raged, at least 600,000 Palestinians fled, migrating from the areas under Israeli control. They settled in UN-sponsored refugee camps that ringed the borders of their former homeland.
And the lies go on and on and on. And in very simple words, what the textbooks are trying to teach our children is the problem is in Israel. The Palestinians are very wonderful people, and the Israelites have taken their land. And the ancient name for this piece of land is Palestine. And that is a lie. For Palestinians were not the original people of this land, but they actually came hundreds of years later after the Israelites took this land from another original 10 people groups, as it is written in the Bible. This land has been given to them by God, as it is written in the pages of the Quran, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26, and as it is written throughout the pages of the Bible. It's time for the student in America to learn truth, especially when we talk about history. Why are we allowing the liberals and the Muslims to rewrite the history of the past of Israel? And that's why I decided to share with you the following true history as I have researched it myself. And I came up with this wonderful article, which I can show to you historically, that the Jewish people are the rightful owners of the promised land. That is obviously a historical reference. I am not using here religious books, but this simply is a historical fact. This article was written by Dr. Rivka Shabak Lysik. I maybe butcher her name here. Here are some of the facts which she has stated. Palestinians are not the indigenous people of the Holy Land. The Palestinian narrative, which is now widely accepted as a fact of history around the world, is the result of the systematic indoctrination through propaganda. The Palestinians are neither the Indians nor the Africans of the Holy Land. What a powerful statement. You know, it's amazing that as we look at the textbooks in America, which we are now using to educate our children, as I mentioned earlier, we are literally brainwashing our children with these lies that the Palestinians are the original people of the land of Israel. Here we see the true history, and that is what we should teach in our schools, because neither the Bible or the Quran do not say that the Palestinians were the original people of the land. And historically also, we could not find any written history to prove that the Palestinians were the original indigenous people of the Holy Land. But then Dr. Rivka continued by stating, Arabs penetrated into the land of Israel, which is the ancient name of Palestine, in four waves. The first wave was after the occupation of the country by the Arabs in the 7th century AD. The Arab-Muslim occupation of Palestine lasted about 400 years. That is between 640 AD and 1099. Dr. Rivka quoted Hassan, who listed in his article by the title, The Spread of Arab Tribes in the Land of Israel During the First Century of Hijra, that is the 7th century after Christ. According to Mr. Hassan, he stated that additional reasons for warriors avoiding the settled regions were two. First, fear of disease. Second, absence of empty space. That is historical evidence from the writing of Mr. Hassan, who sees that that's when the Arab immigrated to the promised land. It was 700 years after Christ. That is a great evidence that the Palestinians were not the indigenous people of the land. The second wave, as written by Dr. Rivka, was from the middle of the 10th century until the occupation of the country by the Crusades, which took place in the year 1099. During these years, Bedouins, Arab nomad tribes from the desert of Arabia, Transjordan, Syria desert, Sinai, and Egypt invaded the country and gradually settled in deserted villages after they had robbed and driven out the local peasants, many of them Jews. After that, between 1099 and 1260, the Crusaders massacred during the conquest of the country many Muslims, and many others ran away. But during the Mamluks' rules, which took place between 1260 and 1516, the Mamluks conquered most of the country from the Crusaders. In 1260, they destroyed the cities along the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. Between 1260 and 1290. These cities were populated mostly by Christians of Syrian, Aramaic origin. Many were massacred or ran away before the Mamaliq army arrived. According to the 1525-26 Ottoman census conducted 8 years after the Mamaliq defeat in 1516, the population west of the Jordan Valley numbered only 120,000. The rate of the Palestinian population decreased dramatically because of massacres, immigration of Christians, the Black Death, and the economic situation. A certain amount of Christians were forced to convert to Islam. During the Ottomans' rule, which took place between 1516 and 1918, the cities along the shores of the Mediterranean Sea remained deserted until the Ottoman government started to restore their ruins and invited Arabs and Muslims to settle there. This happened during the 18th and the 19th centuries.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
As for the third wave of the immigration of Arabs to the promised land, to the land of Israel, it took place between the 16th and the 17th century. The third wave began after the occupation of the country by the Ottomans. During the 16th and 17th centuries, Arab, mainly Bedouins, and Muslim from Lebanon and Syria came to settle in the Galilee, according to the Ottoman census. By the end of the 16th century, there were about 290,000 people in the country of the Western Jordan, mostly Muslim. But the economic situation and the lack of personal security caused people to leave, Muslims included. During the 17th and 18th centuries, the population became smaller and smaller. Tourists from Europe and from the United States who visited the country described an uncultivated, deserted land. As for the fourth wave of the immigration of Muslim Arab Palestinians to the land of Israel happened in two parts. The first part was between the 1832 and 1917. The second part between 1917 and 1948. For the first part, the last and the largest wave came between around the middle end of the 19th century and 1948, when Israel was established. This wave started during the conquest of the country by the son of Muhammad Ali between 1832 and 1840. Egypt settled along the shore and the valley. About 100,000 Egyptians Bezant. Also, Arab and Muslim were invited by the Ottoman rulers to settle in the deserted country. The views range from 100,000 to 400,000, but most think that the rate of the Arab Muslim population was about 250,000. As for the second part of the first wave, which took place between 1917 and 1948, it came during the British Mandate occupation when Israel was established. Arab and Muslim from Arab and Muslim countries entered illegally the country under the Turks and later the British Mandate from the eastern, northern, and southern borders looking for jobs created by the Zionist movement and later by the British Mandate. The Arab population of the Sharon area between Tel Aviv and Haifa, the center of Jewish settlements, grew from 10,000 to more than 30,000 from 1922 and 1940s. The Arab population of the south between Java and Egypt border grew by more than 200% between 1917 and 1940s. About 35,000 Arabs from Haran, South Syria, came looking for work. From 1870 to 1948, the Arab population grew by 270%. Dr. Rivka stated, in short, from about 250,000 around the end of the 19th century, many of them Bedouins, the Arab population grew to about 1,250,000 in 1948. The Palestinians claim that they are the ancient population of so-called Palestine has no ground. Winston Churchill said in May 22, 1939, that the Arab emigration to Palestine during the British Mandate was so large that their number grew in such proportion that even if all the Jews emigrated to Palestine, they could not reach that number. Franklin D. Roosevelt said in May 17, 1939, that the Arab emigration to Palestine since 1921 was much greater than Jewish immigration. A significant part of the 1948 Palestinian refugee were first or second generation illegal immigrant workers. Someone may ask why the Palestinian immigrated to the land of Israel. The answer, there are at least four reasons why the Palestinians immigrated to the land of Israel. The first reason is the draining of the Sharon swamps. That obviously brought an open opportunity for Arab workers to go and work on this project. The second cause for immigration was the development of the citrus industry, and this attracted many of the Arab world to this area. The third reason is the construction works. The establishment of the Jewish new towns brought about a construction boom which created employment for hundreds of workers, attracting workers from the Arab world. As for the fourth and the last reason, it is the new water sources. And this factor encouraged Arab immigration to the Sharon because of the water drilling project, which improved the water supply and increased the area's agricultural output and its population sustainment and absorption rate. Dr. Rivka gives us a short summary by stating, Jewish settlement in the Sharon during the British Mandate period and development works by the government brought about the elimination of malaria and the provision of medical services, which improved improve the health conditions in the Arab villages, reduce the infant and adult mortality rates, and increased the longevity rate. New and varied industries created an abundance of workplaces, attracting Arabs and Bedouins to the Sharon, many of them from Egypt. During World War II, the British Army further created employment and increased demand for agricultural produce. The increase in sources for livelihood brought about an increase in the Arab population in the Sharon from 10,000 to 30,000 in less than 30 years. The conclusion historically is that Arab Palestinians were not the indigenous people of the land, and they immigrated to the land of Israel later. As we have seen in this study, the land of Israel, as known in the Quran, Holy Land, was given to Moses and the children of Israel, and according to the Bible, was given to Abraham even before he had any children. So it is a promised land, Holy Land, given by God to the Jewish people, not to the Palestinian Arab Muslims. And it is about time to teach our children the true history in our public schools. Now, what about what our textbooks teach about Islam and women's rights in our public schools? That is what we will be covering in our next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.